I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Bradford's ill-fated flying ace, Harry Emery. According to the Bradford Era, Harry Emery, an avid pilot, was one of the first to fly an airplane into the city of Bradford in 1919 at the age of 21. He held the distinction of being the first flying instructor in this section of the country and was considered as one of the most talented aviators of his day. In 1927, Harry and his father, William Emery, donated a large portion of their family farm in Bradford for use as an airport following Emery's participation in the National Air Derby of 1927, when he finished fifth. In 1928, Harry finished third in the nation. Harry Emery's skill with a plane was legendary. According to a report from the McKean County Miner, one of the many true stories about him concerns the time he flew County Detective Jack J. Allison to Columbus, Ohio on official business. The two men prepared to stay overnight at a hotel when Emery suggested they return home at once, even though it was pitch dark. Mr. Allison agreed to the plan. They took off from Columbus and flew to the Allegheny River, which they followed to Warren. Then they headed unerringly through the darkness for Bradford, where a perfect landing was made. This feat almost equaled the inherent abilities of a homing pigeon, the newspaper reported. On September 29, 1929, while returning to Bradford from an aerial show and airport dedication in St. Mary's, on his travel airplane, Emery became lost in the fog. According to reports in the Kane Republican, almost everyone on the streets who heard the big six-passenger cabin monoplane realized that the pilot and the passengers must be in danger. Although few understood the danger signal, the shutting off and on of the motor three times in succession, the SOS of the air. For 25 minutes, the big ship flew up and down Fraley Street, the glow from the lights there apparently being the only illumination piercing the dense blanket of fog. Then the plane headed towards the Highland Road, seemingly to circle the fog bank. Just as two flares were dropped, the ship dipped, and one wing struck the ground, tearing a big hole in the turf. The plane literally bounced about 200 feet, where it crashed and was demolished, the newspaper wrote. Scores of autos flocked to the scene of the crash, a field at the intersection of the Highland Road and the extension of Pennsylvania Avenue. Besides Lieutenant Emery, his brother Leon, a mechanic, Ellis Michael and Miss Ella Davis, all of Bradford, were killed. According to the McKean County Miner, the master of seat-of-the-pants navigation and cow-pasture landings almost won a reprieve for his passengers and himself from the Grim Reaper. How he did it, no one knows, but he circled repeatedly over Kane in the pea-soup fog and finally tried to land on the only piece of ground suitable for the purport. He might have made it if a wingtip hadn't struck the invisible earth before the landing wheels. The awful drama played out with the onlookers on the ground feeling powerless to intervene. On their front porches and on the street corners they stood, all feeling an overwhelming sense of inability to help those riders in the sky. All they could do was wait for the crash, the Kane Republican reported. There were, however, a few who prepared to assist the stricken ship. Pennsylvania Railroad employees at the roundhouse hastily gathered all fuses available and were preparing to mark out a landing area at the PRR baseball diamond when they heard the crash. Within 2 weeks of the fatal crash, the new airport, of which Emery was so proud, was renamed in his memory. After the new Bradford Regional Airport was established at Mount Alton in 1948, the Emery Airport was relegated to secondary use. In the early 1960s, the land was donated to Pitt Bradford. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.